This podcast is copyright Philip Allen Updates. For more podcasts and revision advice, visit www.philipallen.co.uk/literature-guides-online. Form, Structure and Language. The original title of Death of a Salesman was The Inside of His Head. And, since Miller wants us to see the workings of Willie's mind, he has made significant choices of form, structure and language. Let us look first at his choice of form. This is a play intended for the stage, and the set is constructed to enable the audience to see both what is actually happening and what, in his confused mind, Willie believes is happening. Miller's original stage image was of a large head, opening to reveal a mass of contradictions, and he has cleverly suggested this in a subtle combination of sound, lighting, and set design. Before the curtain rises, the audience hears a small, fine flute melody, which suggests wide open spaces. This impression, however, is soon contradicted by the set with its towering angular shapes, dwarfing the little house, and the angry glow of orange in the sky, creating a mood which suggests anger at being hemmed in, caged by buildings. The walls of the house are carefully respected by the actors during the scenes in the present, but in Willie's reminiscences they disappear, and the actors speak and walk through them. Scenes set in other places are played out on the forestage, so that the audience can simultaneously watch what is happening in the present and see into Willie's mind. Miller has said that for him, the tragedy of Willie Loman is that he gave his life, or sold it, in order to justify the waste of it. Although the Greek playwright Aristotle defined a tragic hero as a man of noble stature, who has a fatal flaw or suffers an error of judgment that leads to his downfall, Miller believed that the common man was also a fit subject for a tragedy. Willie's failings are ones we can recognise. We all desire to be liked by many and loved by our families. It's human nature to dream of success for ourselves and our children, and parents do tend to look to themselves for explanations of why their children have not lived up to their expectations. The play demonstrates how these natural human weaknesses can destroy a man as surely as those major faults which lead to the deaths of Shakespeare's tragic heroes. Next, let us consider how he has structured his play. Miller gave it the subtitle Certain Private Conversations in Two Acts and a Requiem. The audience needs to hear those private conversations which take place in Willie's head, so Miller needed to create a dramatic structure that would explore the workings of Willie's mind at the same time as it allowed what was happening in the real world to be enacted. He needed to interweave Willie's dreams and fractured memories with the triggers that evoke them. Miller wrote in the introduction to his collected plays that he was convinced that, if he could make Willie remember enough, he would kill himself, and the structure of the play was determined by what was needed to draw up his memories like a mass of tangled roots without end or beginning. The play's structure is dictated by the way Willie's mind works, so it cannot be divided into neatly contained scenes, and it inevitably leads to a crisis. Miller has, however, divided it into three parts. Act 1 gives the necessary information, introduces the main characters, and establishes the unusual narrative technique. Act 2 builds to a double climax. The Requiem dramatizes the failure of Willie's dream, and it suggests what might happen in the future. It also focuses the audience's attention on varying versions of the American dream. Thirdly, the use of language. The characters speak colloquially in the New York vernacular, often using non-standard grammar. As we would expect, the dialogue is full of Americanisms, slang, clichés, swearing, and low-register vocabulary. Miller gives the impression that they are speaking spontaneously by using abbreviations and elision, and by having the characters interrupt each other, issue orders, ask questions, repeat themselves, hesitate, and suddenly break off in mid-sentence. He reveals the Lohmann family's aspirations in their occasional use of a higher register of language. However, it is not only the spoken words that we need to study. Significant symbols are to be found in the music, the sound effects and the lighting, as well as in the set and the stage props. Miller's stage directions are detailed and explicit, because he has involved all aspects of staging, as well as the script and the characters, to reveal what is going on inside Willie's head. Everything combines to help us to understand why Willie took his own life.